6. The Christian event has the form of an encounter. To be recognized, God entered man's life as a man with a human form, so that man's thought, imagination, and affectivity were in a way blocked, magnetized by him. The Christian event has the form of an encounter, a human encounter in ordinary day-to-day reality. It has the form of a human encounter in which the man called Jesus, that man born in Bethlehem at a precise moment in time, reveals himself to be meaningful for our lives. In the Christian event, Jesus' face has the shape of human faces, of companions, of the men he chose. Just as in the villages of Palestine he could not reach, Jesus took on the face of the two disciples he sent there. He arrived in those villages under the faces of those two he had chosen. And it was the same thing. Master, we were able to do the same things as you do. It was identical. The time has come. The kingdom of God is at hand. The Christian event has the form of an encounter. It is something that penetrates our eyes and touches our hearts, something we can take into our arms. For John and Andrew, for each of us, and for everyone who hears about it, it is an encounter. It is an encounter like when a man is walking along the road, holding his child by the hand, and comes across his friend on the opposite sidewalk and shouts, "Hi, how you doing? How's your wife?" And then tells the child, "Say good evening." And the child says, "Good evening." The Christian event is an encounter not a whit less concrete than this. The Christian event has the form of an encounter with a physical, bodily reality, one made of time and space, in which God made man is present, and which is a sign of him. It is an encounter with a present, living, holy human reality, whose exhaustive meaning is that of being a visible sign of Christ's presence, God made man. Encounter, therefore, means coming across a sacred reality. It is the appearing of the event of the mystery, present within the precariousness of a human form. This encounter is what continually orients our life, imparting meaning and synthesis to our existence. Without it, there is no source of awareness of life's newness. In it, the event of the mystery that is present touches our lives and makes them part of a continual current of newness. The impact with an irreducible diversity. What marks the phenomenon of an encounter is a qualitative, perceptible difference in life. To encounter means to come across something different that attracts us because it corresponds to our heart. So it is subjected to the comparison and the judgment of reason and causes freedom to come forth in affection. The encounter establishes the impact with something different. It coincides with the experience of a difference that strikes us. But it is different from what? Different from the prevailing mentality, from the usual way of conceiving of what we desire, from the normal way of forming a relationship with reality in all its details. What strikes and moves us are people, faces with an identity that appears truer, that corresponds more to our heart, that is less determined by the whole web of factors that make up the social climate, as it is favored by those in power and passively accepted by everyone. The person we come across becomes an encounter if we find him engaged in a different way, with a difference that attracts us, in the things everyone does. If, that is, as he speaks, eats, and drinks, he perceptibly makes a qualitative difference and offers it to our existence, causing us to go away, struck by the fact that eating and drinking have an absolute meaning, and a word spoken in fun has an eternal value. Think of those who saw Christ and heard him speaking. How they must have been struck. Think of John and Andrew before that man who spoke, as they stood there, watching him. They did not understand the depth of his thoughts. They did not understand all his words. They had never had such an encounter. They would have never imagined a look, an embrace, and an attention so human, so completely and wholly human, that carried within them something strange, wholly gratuitous, exceptional, beyond everything they could have foreseen. He was so exceptional that it was easy to recognize him as a divine presence that corresponded to their hearts, someone who came across him would never go away again. And this is precisely the sign of an experience of correspondence. An encounter means coming across such an exceptional presence. An encounter is an all-embracing historical fact. The word encounter carries within it the category of historicity. It is precisely this category that sustains and gives consistency to the word encounter. An encounter is an historical fact. It happens at a precise instant in life. It is always tied to a particular moment of our existence. An encounter marks the beginning of a journey. It is a moment made up of time and space. It happens at a precise time, one that you can check on your watch. Life is given to us in order to understand that instant more deeply. Let's go back to Simon, as he approached Christ, curious to see who he was. When he arrived, Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You'll be called Rock." Christ's look penetrates him, to the point of understanding his character. Let's imagine what took place in that rough, hearty man. The figure of Christ, whose eyes he had felt understanding him in the depth of his being, immediately established itself as the total horizon of life. Imagine when he went home to his wife and children. He was somewhat distracted, fully concentrated on the encounter that had just happened, because that encounter defined everything, even though he was not yet aware of it. This did not make him slip away from the relationship with his wife and children, though probably there were moments when he appeared distracted by what had happened to him. But that encounter made him different, truer with his wife and children. The encounter that marked the start of our journey has the same characteristics. It is definitive and all-embracing. All the details of our life story are part of it. The content of the faith, God made man, Jesus Christ who died and is risen, that emerges in an encounter, at a point in history, embraces all its moments and aspects, which are brought as if by a whirlpool into that encounter, and must be faced from its standpoint, according to the love that springs from it, according to the possibility of its usefulness for one's own destiny, and for the destiny of man it points to. The encounter we have had, which is all-encompassing by its very nature, in time becomes the true shape of every relationship, the true form by which I look at nature, at myself, at others, and at things. When an encounter is all-embracing, it becomes the shape, not only the sphere, of relationships. It not only establishes a companionship as the place where relationships exist, but it is the form by which they are conceived of and lived out.